I want you to understand, and something that you should understand from these files, is that the two-party system is a lie, and that any promises that they make you, they're lying, and history shows us that. And if the left could wake up to that, then maybe we could see a genuine change here, Mike, you know?
Yeah, the problem
is they still trust their politicians, and that is a problem. I have the same message for the right, by the way. If you still trust your politicians after this last year, seriously, I want to grab you by the shoulders and scream, wake up, not because I hate you, but because I genuinely care about you and humanity.
All right, welcome back. This is part two of my interview with Maria Z from zmedia.com. And we've been talking in part one about, well, I guess you could say the collapse of MAGA and the sense of betrayal that so many Americans feel right now. But in this part of the interview, part two, Maria, I'd like to ask you about the ramifications of what you see coming. Talk to us about, you know, there's a lot of cultural despair right now. You've got a lot of angry leftists who are now screaming, we were right, you know. You've got economic implications that are devastating to many Americans. Advertisers are spending less. Job replacements are happening at a record pace. Food prices are higher than ever. Where do you think all of this is headed? Because it doesn't look good from here.
Well, I want to first of all address the leftists, because and I know that you're of the same opinion, Mike, that the left-right paradigm is absolutely a creation of those in control.
That's right.
To keep us controlled. But the reality is that you do have right ideology and left ideology. These ideologies do exist. There is a distinction. And so what I'm addressing when I say leftist is people that are really far left in their thinking. And that does exist. They want to cut kids' genitals off. They think it's great. They want a lot of vaccines. You know, they used to be against Big Pharma, but now they love it. You know, they like socialism.
Yeah.
So right. this ideology really does exist. There are people in society like this. Just look at, you know, the people that support Zoran Mamdani, who I think is also, you know, one of the puppets. But anyway.
Clearly.
But these people, the problem with these people and what I'm finding, Mike, is that I can listen to someone that is, you know, traditionally a far left person, like an Anna Kasparian, for example, and agree with a lot of their points. And what we find, however, is that the far left is really not awake, and some of the far right is not awake as well. So you have them still trusting in this two-party system. The Democrats are saying, well, we're going to come up with our people and we're going to fix this. Well, that's the same promise that was given to the MAGA base, guys.
Yeah, and that's
look,
not going to work.
Nothing changed.
No.
It's not going to work and nothing changed. So my message to those, to that group is, we may have a lot of ideological differences. I will never agree that we should cut kids' genitals to mutilate them. But I want you to understand, and something that you should understand from these files, is that the two-party system is a lie, and that any promises that they make you, they're lying, and history shows us that. And if the left could wake up to that, then maybe we could see a genuine change here, Mike, you know?
Yeah, the problem
is they still trust their politicians, and that is a problem. I have the same message for the right, by the way. If you still trust your politicians after this last year, seriously, I want to grab you by the shoulders and scream, wake up, not because I hate you, but because I genuinely care about you and humanity. So the path forward, Mike, it seems like, you know, I spoke to Ed Dowd recently. It seems like we're in for a really, really rough time with the economy. You spoke about, you know, the price of food and all of these things. It's not getting better, and I can't see it getting better. And the reason I can't is because Trump keeps saying how great it is, despite the fact that it's getting worse.
Right.
And, you know, so there's no acknowledgement of the state of affairs. Therefore, it means that they're likely not willing to address it or wanting to address it. What does that actually mean? Is this an orchestrated collapse? I think it always has been because of the Great Reset. They want the current system to collapse so that they can bring in programmable digital currency and digital ID for the beast system. I think that this is the whole point. And I think that this is where things are heading, Mike. You and I have been talking about the importance of, you know, being self-sufficient ever since we've met. I think that that is now more important than ever. People need to be, you know, to if possible, grow their own food, keep their own animals, know where their water is coming from, have a well if possible, have multiple water sources, collect rainwater, do all of that stuff, grow your food, have gold and silver. You need to be prepared to exist outside of this system. I can't see things improving. And the problem is, Mike, with the way, with the trajectory that things are going, you know, people are saying, well, the Republicans are going to lose in the midterms. And a lot of Republicans are saying, we don't care because you're not doing what you said you would do. You've proven yourself to be just as useless as the other side. Why should we vote? I'm not saying that's my opinion. I'm saying that's what a lot of people are saying. They're saying, why should we vote? Why should we even bother?
Well, I am asking that question. Why should we vote? Because I will never vote for a Democrat because I've lived under right. their ruthlessness and their tyranny and their mutilations of children and their attacks on the Second Amendment, for example. And I'm not giving up my AR-15s. I'm a Texan, right? They're staying with me. But then the Republicans, everything they promised, with few exceptions, you know, for example, I'm very happy with the congressman of my district who's actually fighting for the Second Amendment. And, you know, there are exceptions. There's Thomas Massie, who's being relentlessly attacked by the administration. There's Senator Rand Paul. And there are a few other shining examples. But it's so rare that the question of across America, why should I vote for the GOP when they don't do anything for us? That's a very valid question. And that's why I think the GOP is going to get absolutely destroyed. I thought I saw some new odds. Maybe they were Polymarket odds. That the Democrats taking the House, that's currently betting at about 83%, I believe. And the Democrats taking the Senate is becoming a more realistic possibility as well. And Maria, if Trump loses the House and the Senate, then he's in real trouble. And he's going to be impeached every day of the week for the next, you know, for the subsequent 2 years. He's going to be investigated. All his family's going to be investigated. All their crypto launches that were rug pulls, everything's going to be investigated. They're not going to be able to do anything. And, you know, maybe at this point we need a bunch of investigations, but I agree with you, Maria, we need a completely different system that represents we the people instead of the power elite in DC who are run by a foreign master named Netanyahu. It's so obvious at this point. It's disgusting.
I hear everything that you're saying, Mike, and I think that life under the Democrats is worse. Just morally, it's worse because of all the, you know, the gay and the trans and the, just constantly talking about everything being gay. It's disgusting. And at least we don't have that insanity right now. The problem that I'm seeing online is a lot of people are saying exactly what you said, which is that you never do anything for me. You want me to come out and vote. You want me to post online about you. You want me to support your campaign and be vocal and turn out and get everyone else to turn out. And then you do absolutely nothing for me. Why should I vote for you? And then you're faced with the issue of, well, the Democrats are just going to destroy everything that we tried to build. And then people are saying, well, yeah, that maybe, but you know, everything we tried to build and we put our time and energy and emotion into was trampled on anyway. MAGA had the perfect opportunity to really take down the deep state. I think it was Sean Ryan who said, this is the deep state handed to you on a silver platter and you're doing nothing with it.
Right.
So what are we supposed to make of that? And people are saying, it doesn't matter who you vote for, you get the same thing anyway. Because, you know, my whole thing was, guys, the digital ID and Agenda 2030, all of that agenda, the AI nonsense, everything that is coming in like a freight train, maybe we can slow it down if we have more protections under the Trump administration. But I've just seen an acceleration of that agenda under the Trump administration. Well, so what exactly will be so different with whatever party?
100%. I want to take this in the direction of AI because there's something really profound that's about to happen. Let me give out your website again. Zmedia.com, folks, is where you can follow Maria Z. She's interviewed Michael Yon and Tina from the Satellite Phone Store and so many amazing people, okay? So you definitely, and there's Sherry Tenpenny right there. And Catherine Austin Fitz, have you interviewed her yet?
Yes, many times.
Okay.
She's phenomenal.
She's phenomenal. She's nailing it every single day. I just want to give her a plug. But anyway, zmedia.com, and you're also on Rumble. And this interview here today is sponsored by the Satellite Phone Store here at sat123.com. But what I want to mention about AI, and this is where I believe that everybody is wrong about AI, because on the machine learning side, and I talk to a lot of high-level machine learning scientists and developers and so on, because I'm steeped in that industry. They are all convinced, Maria, that once AI replaces all these jobs, which will happen, that the government's just going to give everybody a UBI. Everybody's going to get free money, and then they'll be able to live out their lives in comfort, just getting, you know, thousands of dollars a month from the government, enough to live, and then they can pursue their own dreams and poetry and sculpture and this and that. I'm like, no, no, they're not going to let you live, you morons. They're going to exterminate. Do you think the government is going to sit there and just spend $10 trillion a year paying people who don't pay taxes? No, they're going to get rid of you. And Maria, nobody in the AI industry understands the mass extermination that's coming. Nobody. It's bizarre.
Yeah, it's like they never saw the Georgia Guidestones before they mysteriously disappeared. I think, Mike, what you have is there's a lot of people in the AI industry that are nefarious, and that there's a lot of people that are like good people who believe in this technology and believe that it's going to improve humanity, but don't understand where the powers that be want to take it. And you exactly. have a compartmentalization in that industry, as you do in every industry. And so what I can say from the documents that I've read, their own documents, they definitely have a plan to issue us with a universal income of some sort. That income that they plan to issue is a digital currency that is programmable, and it is issued based on your behavior.
Yep, 100%.
That is what they say in their own documents. So they will only reward you with cryptocurrencies that are programmable. Again, I remind you, and remember what the World Bank and the IMF and all these figures have said, that they will program it for sure that you can't buy ammunition. Okay, so don't forget that. And by that point, Mike, it'll probably be like, oh, well, that's a private cryptocurrency company. We can't do anything about it. It's private. So sorry, we can't help that they're stopping you from buying guns and ammo, for example. Okay, but they openly say that this will be based on whether you are behaving in a way that they like or not. And people think, you know, how are they going to do all that? Well, I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole, Mike, but they plan on having sensors inside our bodies that transmit that information to them. So basically it's 24/7 knowing what you're doing, what you're thinking, what you're saying all the time. That's what Palantir is for. And Alex Karp, you know, you brought up Palantir before, the inclusion of this psychopath anywhere near a president who says he wants to drop fentanyl from drones on people that he doesn't like, and that he's terrified of Christians more than anyone, and that he wants to drone strike his enemies. He dreams of drone striking his enemies. This is a literal psychopath. And his tech's everywhere, you know? So I think the AI people are compartmentalized. They don't understand how far these people want to take this tech. It is complete control. Yes, there will be some sort of digital currency. They have to appease the people, Mike, because once the system crashes, you're going to have a lot of angry people. They're going to have to give them some sort of like for like.
Only temporary. That's just to appease them until they can eliminated.
Yes.
But this actually has something to do with something you mentioned in part one of this interview. And I want to encourage our viewers, if you haven't seen part one, it's on brightvideos.com. That's my new video site. But you were talking about the false left-right paradigm. I completely agree with you. It's really just a uniparty. The real paradigm shift that we should be pursuing, in my opinion, is centralized control versus decentralization. And decentralization means getting off the grid as much as you can, with your money, with your food supply, with your own homegrown, homemade medicine, your own knowledge, your own local AI systems that you can run locally without censorship, on and on and on, right? And it seems to me that the digital ID, the digital CBDC system that you're describing, that's going to be the convenient system for people who don't mind complying and giving up all their freedom. But to live outside that system, it will still be possible, but it will be extremely inconvenient. Kind of like rejecting vaccines during 2021. You couldn't fly, you couldn't enter some stores, you couldn't go to a university, you couldn't visit a nursing home, you couldn't go into a hospital,
yeah,
right? But that's what it's going to be like. You're going to have to live basically as a fugitive in your own country to maintain anything resembling freedom. I think that's where it's going.
Yes. And bear in mind, this also means, Mike, that if you have a mortgage, like there will be people that have a mortgage that have no option in their mind but to go ahead with the digital ID. So if you can work on becoming as debt-free as possible, start now. Right. You know, I'm not saying that people aren't working towards that, but it's very, very important to try and have absolutely no debt so that you, because your only option to pay off your debt will be through that digital ID system. So once you're in that to pay your debt, then you're in it for everything. The other thing is electricity. If people are depending still on the state's, you know, or electric company's grid, eventually you will have to have digital ID to access electricity. So
that's right.
Get your own electricity sorted, solar or whatever other method you can figure out. There are many different creative ways. I'm not an expert on this at all, but there are a lot of creative ways that people, you know, generate power on their properties. Start looking at that. Start looking at your own food supply. These are things that are non-negotiables for me at this point, Mike. The downside of having the information that people like you and I do in our heads is that it seems like it's catastrophe around the corner 24/7. And it's not always the case, right? Sometimes the catastrophe is actually 6 months down the track. Sometimes it's 4 years down the track. The point is that while that's sometimes a negative because you're always living in this state of, oh my gosh, it's about to happen. You know, we're always on edge. We're always pretty much always right. And yes, the benefit is that we can be early in preparing for these things before they become unattainable or unaffordable, completely out of our reach. So I'm hoping that people listen to this now and start preparing as much as possible to live outside of that system while we battle to get these agendas stopped. By the way, I'm not saying don't fight against digital ID. Absolutely fight against it. But, you know, we have to be ready to live outside of this.
Yeah, you know, humanity is going to have to fight for its existence because what we're facing now, because of the rise of AI, which is truly intelligent. I put out an article today describing all of the detailed ways in which machines demonstrate intelligence, forethought, planning, internal simulations of physics, problem solving, et cetera, et cetera. Right? I'm not going to go into all that. But people who don't realize that AI is intelligent, they're already way behind the curve. Here's the thing. Governments exist to extract productivity and wealth from humans. And throughout all of history, that has been in two forms. Cognition, you know, the work you do using your brain as an attorney or an architect or a doctor or whatever. And then the work you do physically, labor. And that's, you know, through all of history, governments needed people because they needed to extract the product of their thinking or their cognition and their labor. Now that changes for the first time in history, Maria. For the first time, governments don't need humans for cognition, and that transition is happening now. And a few years later, as the humanoid robots become more capable, which will take a while, then governments won't need people for labor extraction either. At that point, from the point of view of the governments and the globalists, the people are expendable. Yes. It's that simple. They have no loyalty to humanity, period. What do you say?
Well, they never have. And I would again go to the spiritual side of this discussion, Mike, which is that the powers that be that are obviously above governments are all working towards this Antichrist agenda. This is the post I put out as soon as the Epstein files came out. I said, let me condense this for you. And I mean it wholeheartedly. Those that are there to pretend to be leaders are simply there to steer the population according to the agendas of the day or what's popular on the day, ultimately towards the same agenda, which is for them, the crown jewel of all of these governments is the mark of the beast. A system where you cannot buy or sell unless you have the mark. Sounds a lot like digital ID, right?
Yep.
So I'm not saying it is. I'm just, because there's, you know, a separate decision to worship the beast and all of that sort of stuff. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that system is it. That system is it. A system where unless you comply, you can't buy or sell. We're here. We're here at the building blocks of that system. And so, you know, they're their goal, more than anything, Mike, is our destruction.
Yes.
And it's the destruction of our souls and our bodies and our lives. And I fear, what I know what you're talking about. I really do fear what they will do once they no longer need humanity for that production. Yuval Noah Harari says, you know, humans will be useless. We'll just drug them and give them video games. Elon Musk has made similar statements about how we'll be useless, but it's okay. We can just do things that we enjoy on the side. You know, we'll have a great time living on our universal high income, he calls it. How people are still enamored with this guy, I don't know. But anyway, you know, it's very alarming, Mike. I think that unfortunately, you know, the war is going to break out. And I mean, world war, it's going to break out very, very soon. And I think a lot of life will be lost during that time if we don't have some major intervention from God. Things are heading in that direction.
And that's also by design, though, as you know, because they want a method of exterminating their own populations. I would even point to the globalists who ran the Ukraine war and Western European leaders. For example, in the UK, young men were rising up and protesting against the government. Well, what do they do? Oh, we're going to recruit you and send you to die in the Russian frontline grinding machine there, because Russia is very effective at killing young men with artillery and drones, as the Ukrainians have sadly found out as well. So, you know, and throughout the history of the UK, it's always been war to exterminate any population that might be a threat to the king, right? I mean, that's just history. But I think we're looking at that on a global scale. And I want to ask you right now, as the US has not yet attacked Iran, but it seems to be amassing, you know, one third of the naval fleet is there, you know, right around the Persian Gulf, right around the Sea of Oman, et cetera, ready to strike. Do you think, Maria, based on what you know right now, do you think that Trump is going to pull the trigger and attack Iran?
I don't know, but I found this tweet from Khamenei very, very interesting. I saved it. He said, the US president keeps saying that they have the strongest military force in the world. The strongest military force in the world may at times be struck so hard that it cannot get up again. This seems like a very performative tweet. It seems really lame to be tweeting this on Twitter, especially when we allegedly have negotiations and Iran being willing to be part of those negotiations. Of course, they give us, you know, those headlines for us to not be afraid of what's really going on behind the scenes, but it seems like it's a very high school kind of tweet coming from Khamenei.
Yeah, that does seem odd.
Right? This was 4:25 a.m. on the 17th of February. So I think that even if Trump does it, I think that maybe even the upper echelons of the Iranian leadership kind of want it. Mike, I'm not convinced that anyone engaged in these wars at the moment is not somewhat in on it. I'm really not. I'm just being honest, because we know that the big goal is the war, right? Because they want to collapse everything.
Well, so clearly, and the Trump administration needs war to be able to end the Constitution, crack down on independent journalists like you and I, end the First Amendment or suspend it by saying, oh, it's a time of war. Remember during COVID, Maria, everything was excused because of COVID. Oh, you can't open your church. Why? Because of COVID. Oh, you can't buy too many masks. That's hoarding. Why? Because of COVID. Whatever. On and on. Everything was that excuse. They're going to use the same thing. Oh, because war. Because we're in war. You can't speak freely because of war. Oh, you're not allowed to buy gold anymore because of war. You know, they're just going to roll that out for everything.
I think that's coming.
Yes.
I think that's coming. It certainly happened in other nations.
Yes.
You know, we're hearing rumors of other countries. You know, it was actually a European nation. I'm trying to remember now which one it was. We reported on this recently, that told their population, be ready for the military to come and seize your house, your boats, your cars, absolutely anything that might be needed for the war that's coming. But this is what they said to them.
I remember. Was it the Netherlands? No, that was Switzerland, wasn't it?
I think it was the Netherlands.
Okay.
I really remember that
story.
Misspeak.
Yeah. I don't want to misspeak either, but you're right. I remember that story. They did say that.
Yeah.
Wartime acquisition of everything.
Wartime acquisition. Then you have the UK, the Express UK, posting articles about how, you know, you maybe you'll be able to, this was actually last year in October, if I'm not mistaken, or September, maybe you'll be able to have a moral objection to World War III, but you will face public backlash for doing so. And now they're saying there will actually be consequences for refusing conscription. So see, wow. Just in a few short months, they go from, hey, be ready to be shamed publicly if you refuse to participate in World War III, now, hey, consequences, mate. So this is just a few short months, how quickly this propaganda ramps up. So I'm very concerned about this, Mike. Legitimately very concerned about World War III. I don't think it's going to be like any war we've ever seen. The weaponry that they have now, whether it be weather warfare, you know, direct energy weapons, drones, these are things, nuclear weapons, I mean, the cyber, whatever. It's going to be a kind of destruction that I don't think anyone is really prepared for. And I'm very concerned about what will come after that. I think that they are... It seems to me like they're trying to build the complete infrastructure of the beast system prior to the war so that after the war, they can easily transition people into that for a time of security.
That sounds right. Yeah, exactly. And whatever false flags they need along the way in order to push the agenda will be, of course, scripted and carried out, including possibly a false flag attack on the U.S. Navy in order to justify attacking Iran. So that could be coming as well. Yeah, but
I really hope not.
Look at history and look at the segment of time for which the Epstein files have not been released. It's everything right around 9/11.
Yep.
Which, and you know, Maria, I am one of the few, you know, myself, Alex Jones, a few others that have said consistently over all the years that 9/11 was clearly a false flag engineered attack. And, you know, ridiculed for 20 years for saying that. Now it seems obvious to a lot of people. But look, we're up on time. What would you like to leave our audience with here as we wrap up this interview?
I just want to encourage you to keep listening to the voices that are telling you the truth. Unsubscribe from hopium. That doesn't mean that we can't be hopeful people or joyous people, but it does mean that we have to be honest with one another. And my honest assessment is that things are going to get very difficult, just judging from the geopolitical, the economic, all the advancements on AI towards Agenda 2030. Please focus on these things. This is their number one agenda to establish this beast system. We shouldn't be focused really on who plays at the halftime on the Super Bowl. We should be focused on these things.
Yeah.
So please keep supporting people like Mike who tell you the truth as honestly as they possibly can, who have good intentions for you, and please prepare. Don't delay. Do whatever you can to become more self-sufficient, whatever is within your power and your budget. Today, it may be even a small thing, but even those small things will help you in times of need. The last thing you want to do is ever be dependent on the system in a crisis situation. So do what you can to prepare for that, and you'll be all the better for it. If it doesn't happen for 5 years or ever, it doesn't matter. You will be a much more balanced and better off individual. It will happen, though. I'll be honest with you. It is coming. But, you know, you will be a better off individual for it. You'll be less fearful. You'll be more prepared, and you'll be able to help those around you, which is what loving yourself and loving your neighbor is all about.
100%. Completely agree. That's a great message, Maria. And off-grid money is gold and silver. Off-grid food is your home garden or stored food, you know, off-grid medicine. How about off-grid knowledge, the decentralization of knowledge, which is something that I work on with my projects as well. Folks, you better get ready, decentralize, because the system doesn't want you to survive, frankly. All right, so Maria, your website is zmedia.com. That's Z with a triple E after it. Z-E-E Media. And then you've got a great popular channel on rumble.com as well. And then finally, today's interview is brought to you by the Satellite Phone Store here, SAT123.com, a regular sponsor of our show, who offer, of course, the critical communication systems that you need to stay connected when the grid goes down or, you know, there's a shutdown or there's a cyber attack on the cell towers. And these work anywhere on Earth, anywhere on the planet where you can see the sky, which is almost everywhere, maybe not in the deep jungle or something. You'll be able to make and receive phone calls and texts as well. So that's SAT123.com. So thank you, Maria, for joining me today. It's always a pleasure. I'd love to have you back again soon.
Thank you so much, Mike. Yes, and we'll need to bring you on the Daily Pulse very soon. Appreciate you. Thank you.
You too. Love to join you. Thanks for the invitation. All right, folks, that was Maria Z, and you can check out part one of this interview if you missed it at brightvideos.com, which is not censored by X. So that's one of the reasons we're using the new video platform, because you can share these links on X, so please do so. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and Bright Videos and Natural News, etc., and thank you for listening today. God bless America. Everybody get ready and take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.